And if you're planning to serve any alcoholic beverages, you should...
You better be if I'm coming to this party.
Yeah, you should prepare to collect the guest keys at the beginning of the party.
Huh?
Turn it into a key party later.
Oh, I know. It's the suburbs.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I want to start off with a segment that we haven't done in a long time.
Oh.
And just so you listeners know, our 200th episode is coming up
soon. Yes.
Shit, we have to get ready for that.
Yes.
And for our 200th episode, it's an epicsode.
We're having an epicsode with every segment
we've ever done. Even if we did it one time, like the precious Movies in a Minute.
Movies in a Minute we'll do. We'll do Advice on Advice.
Disarmed or Dastardly.
Dastardly
or Disarming.
Right.
Celebrity Hot Tub.
Oh my God.
It'll all be there. Every single episode.
A representation, fresh and new for you.
Fresh and new. Also, we had a sick anon where we used to debate things at the very beginning.
Oh, my God, the pros and cons.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should we vote? Yes. No. I don't know. Okay. So this is a segment that we do every once in a while, and it's called...
Okay.
Hey, you didn't know it?
Hey, you didn't know it.
Yes.
This is a story of the oblivious living among us.
And of which there are many.
Yeah.
So, hey, you didn't know it. Your feet can get stuck in a high heel position if you always wear high heels.
What?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know it.
Barbie feet, it's called.
I thought that's what I call it.
No. You can actually get... So, many women will spend hundreds on a great pair of high heels, myself included. Mm-hmm. But what they don't realize is that it may cost them later. The taller the better, says Holly Tyron. The sky's the limit when picking out shoes. I love a platform wedge. They're my favorite because they're the easiest to walk in. And I'm 5 foot nothing, as am I. Mm-hmm. So I feel her on this one. So any extra height that she can get is definitely appreciated. Basically, the gist of it is that foot doctors are trying to stop women once again from being fashionable on the streets.
Right.
Because if you wear high heels consistently for a longer periods of time, your foot... conform to that shape, and you can no longer lower your heel to the ground or go flat-footed.
Right.
And we probably saw this when you were a child. I did every once in a while. You would be like at somewhere where there's no reason to wear high heels, mm-hmm. and you'll see a woman like in her 50s wearing high heels.
Yes.
For example, like at a pool.
Right.
And you're wondering why is, or at home even. You have to have those little slippers, like kind of glass slippers. The women, they have to wear those because the calf muscle has constricted. And the muscles in the foot have constricted to the point where they have permanent Barbie feet. And you have to have an operation to have
it go back
to the way that it was.
So then they're not exercising.
No, they're not exercising.
Yeah,
only wearing high heels.
I'm just saying, like if you wear high heels sometimes and you exercise,
mm-hmm.
and you do different
when
things.
When you stretch it back out.
Yeah.
So it says nine.
I really thought that, you know, you'd get the bunions, the hammer toes, all that to pain.
They can fix that.
Yeah.
So they can fix, you know, basically these foot doctors are like, ladies, don't come up in here with these jacked up feet thinking that I'm just going to wave a magic foot wand over them
and
you're going to
be
back
okay.
to flip flops. Wow. So the blisters, calluses, they're scrunching up their toes. 9 out of 10 women wear the wrong shoe size.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't care if I have to go into a store and ask for a 16. If that's what goes on my foot, I'm wearing it. But you know someone, I wear a 7.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear a 7. It's like.
No, you don't. You're an 8.5.
You can wear a 7. Just like I can wear a pair of 28 jeans.
Yeah.
But I can't move.
Yeah.
And I probably won't, you know, I'll probably have to cut them off.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably break them. So they're just saying, women, be careful. Feet can get stuck in a high heel position. I thought you knew that. You don't wear high heels, though.
I don't like to. Once in a while, I do. You know when I do. I have to. I go to the occasion in flats.
And at the threshold of the door, Katie magically changes into heels.
Right. I hang on to the side of the building.
Yes.
Super classy.
I do it, too. You never see me.
There.
You rarely see me walking with them, but if we go to an event, guarantee when I get in there, I'll put on 3 inches of heel.
You're not doing this in New York. I have no patience for it. I'm not going to walk 10 blocks to a thing. And then,
you can hurt yourself in New York.
Yeah.
There's grates.
The grates.
You got to move quickly.
I've done that. I've gotten my heel caught in the grates and then tried to pull my foot out of it. I left the shoe behind.
Yes. And you just keep, because it's New York, you're like, you know what, I'll play it off.
Yeah.
Just keep walking.
That's it.
So, yeah, ladies, look out. If you didn't know it, now you know. If you don't switch it up every once in a while, you will have Barbie foot syndrome.
Yeah.
That's weird. I can't. Can you imagine looking down at your foot and it looking like a Barbie foot all the time?
No, I can't. That's nasty.
All right. And hey, you didn't know it.
Okay. Well, I have a listener mail.
Oh, cool. So if you send us a listener mail, we will read it on the air.
That's right.
And we will thank you.
Yes.
Profusely.
Right. Grace. Oh. Grace sent this to us. Thank you so much,
Grace. Thank you, Grace. Grace is a wellspring of information.
Yes. This is called Racist Words.
Okay. And nice. Is that our headline?
Yes.
It's so great.
It's a great thing to do. Good New Year, ladies. Mm-hmm. Because the dang song Royals, and she writes in parentheses, I like Weird Al's version better.
Okay.
Yeah.
<right? laughs> Me too.
Is stuck in my head. Here's Blue Bloods.
Okay.
And it's about that race. Another song stuck in my head. So, as always, love the show, Grace.
Cool. You,
Grace.
Now, Blue Bloods is a term that I used to hear a lot growing up. And we used to throw it around a lot when I was going to prep schools. But I do not know what it means other than wasps.
Right. Okay. The meaning is the blood which flows in the veins of the old and the
aristocracy?
Thank you.
Okay.
I was like, I can't.
We're too low class to even say it.
Right.
I've been trained to say it
by
upper class people.
Because you've been, to boarding school. The literal translation of the Spanish sangre, azure.
Okay, azure, which just means azure. Blue blood. Yeah.
Attributed to some of the oldest and proudest families in Castile who claimed never to have intermarried with Moors, Jews, or other races.
Mm-hmm.
So these
are just some inbred old fucks.
These proud families in Spain are like, we didn't leave the house.
I love these European countries that used to be like at the top, and now I'm like, not that I have any problem with Spain, but I'm like, who cares?
The expression probably originated in the blueness of the veins of people of fair complexion as compared to those of dark skin.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah. So like when your skin is so pale that you can see
your blood
veins.
Through it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see my veins here, so that's not ringing true for me right now.
Perhaps I've mixed
with some Spaniards at some point in my history.
Well, when you say that someone has blue blood running through his veins, that you mean that he comes from a royal family and the person is of a high and noble birth.
Okay.
So basically, but you're not,
So you're saying that from a high noble, we're saying that, but they're saying it as if they haven't bothered to mix with
anybody
our
else.
Sort, as it were, with our sort
right,
of people.
Right.
Wow.
So there was no interracial marriages in their line, therefore they call themselves Blue Bloods.
I find that funny because when I think of people who are from Spain, I don't think of a pale, do you know what I mean? Like, I think if you went to Spain, you'd be the lightest person there. Like, in my mind, Spaniards are darker with dark skin, dark hair.
No, they have a lighter skin. I just thought blue blood was just from families that came from money.
Me too. I didn't know that it was for... I'm going to continue to use this racist term, actually.
Right.
Since it seems to be... We've already talked about how it's okay at the people at the top to be made fun of.
So I'm going to
keep up with this one with blue blood. I like that. But it's gross. The idea you could actually
you can
see
someone's
veins. You
be sarcastic when you say, oh, you got blue blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's that from the peanut gallery? Yes. I like that one. Thank you, Grace. Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
Isn't there a TV show with a...
It's Tom Selleck. Who's my favorite. And they're cops. So it's kind of like...
The blue line.
Blue line, yeah.
Okay.
But there are blue bloods.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. What do I have here? Oh, so I have some robot news. This is some, the robo apocalypse is happening probably right now.
Right now. Watch out.
Watch out. It's coming for us. This is a hilarious video. I find that this video actually shocking mm-hmm. and appalling. A hilarious video shows a robot escaping from a locked room.
No.
So we have the robots. It looks like an iPad on a stick with mm-hmm. wheels. So the hilarious video shows what happens when you let the internet control a robot stuck in a demo room. There's a robot in question. It's a telepresence robot called the Double. It's basically an iPad mounted on a pole with wheels, and it can be controlled remotely from someone outside of the office.
Oh, well, that's different. If it's a remote control device.
But check this out. The robot, the company that makes the Double, is called Double Robotics. They set up a demo room where anyone online can take one of its robots for a test drive. So apparently one dude monitored the robot and noticed that it's in a locked room. Mm-hmm. Well, he noticed that someone didn't lock the room one day. So he maneuvered through the internet and helped the robot escape, run around the building, and then go back in and close the door behind him. And the people who Double Robotics only found out the next day when they watched the footage that their fucking robot had gotten out of the room and was like rolling around the facility.
That's kind of funny.
But this is the problem with robots. Yeah. Now, this is just a robot on a stick, right, with wheels on it. So it can't really, I mean, I guess it could come up to you and headbutt you.
Yeah, sure.
Not very vigorously, but it would still be shocking if I turned around and there was a robot right there.
It would startle you.
Now, and this guy controlled this from the internet. Now, what happens when you have basically the Terminator up in that piece and there's some jack, you know, at home controlling what it does?
There it goes.
There it goes.
Oh, it's going to happen so fast.
Don't
everyone.
Even need self-awareness for this one.
No.
Just some bored schmo at home
controlling
a robot. This thing got out.
And they told me I couldn't go to the dance.
Yeah.
Guess what? Who's dancing now?
Who's dancing now? How weird is that?
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
It's going to be
guys,
all over
we're
the
gonna,
place. Our,
we're going to be ripped limb from limb.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to...
Not me. I'm going to be up on that mountain with the teachers from the last episode.
Right. That's right. The teachers that are telling the kids.
They're telling the kids, yeah. You guys are going to be working with robots and I'm going to be up in the mountains.
Yeah, she's like, you guys are...
Rocky Mountain
too much
High.
You're going to have chips in you.
Yep. Not me.
Mm-mm. I know. Okay. Well, this is Super Bowl season.
Yes, I was just made aware of the big game.
Yeah.
Who's playing?
I don't know.
Is it the Ravens?
I don't know. There's two teams playing this year.
Just two? There's not some kind of round robin situation? Mm. No, that's the World Series. I don't know.
No. Anyway, there's two teams playing for the rings.
Two football teams will be playing against each other.
And everyone gets a ring at the end. So that's funny.
Yeah, that's
funny.
It's
to get
weird.
A ring.
But it's the ring that looks like the high school ring that our parents had.
Yeah. It's so funny, like the guys wear the rings.
Do they actually wear them?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
in any case, this is, the thing is, have you been to Super Bowl parties?
No.
Okay.
I once watched the Super Bowl when I was, I had a neighbor who was a phys ed teacher. And she was like, hey, watch the Super Bowl. I was like, all right. Okay. I fell asleep halfway through.
Well, I like going to Super Bowl parties first when I'm invited.
Okay. You don't just roll up and crash the party.
Right. But I like going to the places where there's a big house, and then the different families that go kind of get competitive with each other with the food.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're like, oh, I'm bringing the wings, and this is the special family recipe.
And we know you like a wing.
Yeah. And then somebody else brings the caramel covered apples, and someone else has the chili, and everyone is trying to outdo each other with these dishes. So,
I like
to watch them very politely
one up each other,
one up each other, and toot their own horn.
I once made for someone's Super Bowl party. I did not attend the party, but I made a 6-foot hoagie.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Well, I like to buy for a party, but
like
really
to cater.
Not have a. Invite anyone over. So I can go to the store and buy whatever I want to be like, yeah, it's for my party.
And then have it at home?
Yeah, by myself.
Is Carl Apple a traditional thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're just adding that
somebody
in.
Just decided I'm going to make it fun and whimsical.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, here's Super Bowl party etiquette. Just in case you're invited to a party, Jaquetta.
This is about belching? That's what I think of the Super Bowl. All right, here's the etiquette.
All right, so if you're going to have a party, right?
Know who the teams are.
First, know who the teams are.
Yeah.
And know what is traditionally served and not served.
Yes. Broth, not traditional.
Broth. I'm going to make some bone broth and bring
it. Yes. I'm just...
Sip it.
People are going to put it with... It goes great with a Miller Lite.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you do. All right, so it could be an all-day event. It could be just whatever. Okay, here's some tips for game day success.
Okay.
First of all, set up 2 televisions and at least 2 rooms.
Why?
Because you may want to place another screen in the kitchen where the buffet is set up, and then you want another one in the main room so the fans can enjoy the game.
Okay. So there's some people who just are really coming for the food and the...
And the socializing. And the commercials.
Okay.
Because you want to watch the commercials.
Oh, that's right.
They have
I am so out of it because I don't watch TV that much, and I definitely don't watch these big events. I forgot that it's they do Puppy Bowl. Mm-hmm. Don't they have one that's hookers running around?
Yeah, they have. They pay a lot of money for the spots, a 30-second spot, minute spot.
And then they have the big the halftime show or someone's boob gets exposed. Or they have a black performer come out.
Right.
Who has nothing to do with sports.
Yeah, right. And if you have kids, get them their own play area because you don't want them running around.
It's a football game.
No, get out of here. Because you're either trying to eat.
Are you kidding me?
And watch. Oh, yeah. You put them in the basement and you give them their own kid food and their own TV.
Oh, my God.
And then you have another TV in the living room for...
For the adults.
The adults, and then the one in the kitchen, and the one in the bathroom. I'm going to add
that. Just in case. And the throne.
Yes.
The hopper.
Don't miss anything.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second tip is to serve party favorites.
I'm going to serve things that people hate. And I hope they leave before the fucking Super Bowl starts. You know? Well, everyone likes Coco Van, right? That's easy to eat.
Yeah, there you go. You want to prepare items that aren't too messy and can be consumed quickly.
Broth. Yeah. Can be consumed quickly. Wings. Boneless wings.
Wings, chips, soda pop. Yeah, pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're planning to serve any alcoholic beverages, you should...
You better be if I'm coming to this party.
Yeah, you should prepare to collect the guest keys at the beginning of the party.
Huh?
Turn it into a key party later.
Oh, I know. It's the suburbs.
Yeah. I've never had to take keys from people at a party. Like, I know you.
But it's, I mean...
Jaquetta, give me your keys.
It's got to be a designated driver situation. Yeah. Or hopefully, either people are staying there, or they're close enough where they can, like, amble home.
Mm, right.
Or it's, I don't know, that's
or
weird.
Or somebody just, you know, is mature and doesn't drink.
Or actually, doesn't this thing go on for hours?
So
you could conceivably have a couple beers at the start, and then...
And stop.
Stop.
Load up on wings.
Yeah. Load up on wings. And broth.
Decorate according to the game.
Okay.
So no Christmas decorations up.
Yeah. No Baltimore Orioles decorations up.
Right. Oh, God. This might include a game number on the team colors. Make sure that you have an appropriate signage in your yard.
Huh?
Yeah.
Fuck the Nets. What is that? I don't even know if that's a football.
Go to town hall and get a permit for your signage.
An appropriate so sign.
And always advise your neighbors that you're having a party and that your guests will be parking on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally your call as to whether to invite your neighbors or not.
Is that a thing? Is that a problem that people park on the street?
Yeah. Because
where else
like
are they supposed to park?
Right. Yeah. Well, people are like, parking in front of my house. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the suburbs, sure.
Wow. All right. Country person here. I'm just assuming that the street is public. Even if it's in front of my house.
Yeah.
You could. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Respect.
I need this etiquette. I'd be all fucked up parking on the street with my pate, inappropriate signage. I have like a, you know, like a
sandwich board. You're walking around in it.
I have like Obama four more years signage.
That's all wrong.
Yes.
This is the Super Bowl
it's
party.
It's a Super Bowl. One TV.
It says respect the host's rights to the remote control in the main chair. Yeah. Stay away from the host's
main chair. Why are you even messing with the remote control? It's just on the game.
I know.
Right. I want to check and see that Seinfeld episode that they were going to air right now during the commercials.
He or she has been preparing all day and then some for this party. Be a good guest and leave his or her remote control alone. In addition, let your host have the best seat in the house. It's like, no. No.
No.
If you're a host, you give up your seat.
Yes. You give the best seat to the guest.
Yes, yeah.
And then you, I mean, if you have to, usually you're like standing, flitting around, going from place to place, you know, from area, from TV area to TV area, making sure everything's okay.
Yeah. So weird.
I also, when I go to someone else's house, I usually don't fuck with their remote.
No, you don't touch their
remote. And it's not so much an etiquette thing. It's like when I've had people stay at my house, I always have to leave copious instructions on how to use the remote.
It,
That's why I don't mess with anyone else's remote.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to turn it on channel 3.
Yes, and next thing you know, we're just watching snow.
Yeah. That's it.
You know?
Somehow.
It's snow, and then you can make out porn in the background.
Yeah,
like, this is wrong. Like, this isn't the game.
You hit the DVR, and you see all the shows that they've recorded.
Celebrity ghost stories. Ghost stories. Emmanuel.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah. Well, since your pre-game activities are always needful.
Oh, wow.
If you're hosting an all-day party, think of some ways to entertain your guests before the game begins. If you
Why do I have to work for these assholes? Are you kidding me? I've got hoagies all over the place. I've got TVs up the wazoo.
I've got four TVs.
Signage.
I know.
Like you wouldn't believe.
All I ask is they stay out of my chair.
Yeah.
You're like Archie Bunker's having
And stay off my remote.
Jeez. If you have a pool and live in a warm climate, have a pool party. No.
Yeah.
Really, you want people that enjoy the Super Bowl in your bathing suits?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Other options might include team trivia games or engaging in great conversation about the season.
Okay. So question cards. Put some cards around to, you know, to prompt people.
Refrain from making assumptions about your guests. Don't assume all men are knowledgeable about football and all women aren't.
Okay.
Mind your etiquette and make every effort not to be offensive towards the other team's fans.
I'm sorry, but that's pretty much the only thing I know how to do. Like, I'm going to get there and see, okay, there's two teams. What team has better colors that I like? I'm shit-talking the other team.
Right.
I don't even know what it's about.
That's part of the whole thing.
Yes, but this is fun
of
the
game. And don't brag and boast too much.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if I don't utter the words in your face, it's not a party.
It's not a party.
It's not a party.
You've been at a birthday party. That's what Jaquetta utters.
In your face, bitch.
Yeah.
See you later.
Birthday.
Yeah. See you guys later.
One more.
In your face.
In your face.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That. Obviously, there's problems.
Yeah.
All right, so I have some Pliny news.
Oh, yeah. Pliny the Elder.
Yes. Respect your elder. Pliny the naturalist, a Roman naturalist, and it's also beer news.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a beer out there called Pliny the Elder, and it's notoriously.
So back for our listeners who may have just joined our
and who
podcast,
may not know of Pliny.
Give the background.
So Pliny was a Roman naturalist, and he wrote the first, basically, encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And it had over 30 volumes, and he focused on everything from menstruation to animals, to drugs. I mean, basically, the guy never, ever, ever stopped writing.
M to A to D.
Yes, all over the place.
But he wrote all the time. He didn't stop writing.
He never stopped writing.
He had people washing him.
Yes, carrying him around so he didn't have to stop writing.
Stop writing. Yeah.
He also hated New Year's.
Okay.
So Pliny the Elder, he is also credited to be the first person to identify hops.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow, this is very important.
This is very important because it goes into beer news.
Okay.
So Pliny the Elder is a beer that's notoriously hard to find. There's the Russian River Brewing Company. It's a husband and wife company. Mm-hmm. And they just brew the beer whenever they can. And it's so hard to find that people will find out when the beer is being delivered. And they will follow the truck from place to place. They actually have to deliver it in an unmarked truck. The people who are selling the beer try to hide it from people so they can give it to their friends. Like, it's really, really, really hard to find. And people go crazy for it.
Okay.
Apparently, it's an incredible beer. At the brewery, when they do have it, people line up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning before they open to get this beer.
No way. No way.
I mean, that happens in my neighborhood, but just because it's a bar.
Yeah.
So they sell limited quantities of the beer in only a couple hundred stores in California and Colorado. The beer, however, is pronounced Pliny, but it's spelled Pliny.
Okay.
But it is named after Pliny the Elder. It says they at some places where they sell it, he said it's only here on Wednesdays, one guy says, and they only limit, it's one bottle per person.
Really?
Because people used to come and buy all of them, and then everyone was pissed off.
Okay.
So basically, it's just a really, really good beer. This guy goes to look for it. He says the bottle looks underwhelming. The label is simple, and you could easily miss it on the shelf. But the beer is super dry, super hoppy, and totally worth the hassle of tracking it down.
Wow. Okay.
So, thumbs up.
One day, if I find this beer, I'll
get it. Yeah, we're
going
to find this beer. We go to a couple of places in Manhattan where they just serve a range of beers.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen this beer.
I have never either.
So we have to keep an eye out for it. For Pliny
All
the
right,
Elder.
Got one eyeball on you, Pliny Beer.
Yeah, so that is a hashtag respect your elder. That's why our elder. Pliny News.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Classy and hoppy.
Nice.
All right, what do you have?
I have advice.
Oh, awesome. Advice on Advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
It's unqualified.
And we like to improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice, hence hashtag advice on advice.
Okay. This one is called Would Die For You.
Okay. Oh, no. Who's it from?
Advice Goddess.
Oh, again?
Yes.
Okay.
We had Advice Goddess in the last episode.
Yes, and we trounced that advice soundly.
Okay.
So I said, in your face to that advice. And then we did a chest bump. We jumped up in the air.
Okay, so would die for you.
Okay.
Okay, my new boyfriend asked me to dye my ashy blonde hair dark.
What does ashy blonde mean? Ashy is that a natural color?
It's like, you know, ashy blonde is more like...
Ask the black person. I'm not sure.
It's as opposed to golden blonde that you're seeing. It's more like a...
brassy?
A whitish.
Okay. Judith Light?
I don't know. Judith Light.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely. Who's the boss here?
Yes.
Yeah. She's an ashy blonde.
For those of you who may not know.
I think it would be fun to go brunette, but it seems rather unfeminist to do it for him.
Okay.
The bigger problem is that I recently stumbled across some photos of his ex-girlfriend of 8 years, a brunette. Should I be concerned that he's still into her and I'm just a stand-in?
Or maybe he likes brunettes.
Oh, maybe. And the answer is, sure, the answer. the answer to everything. The advice is...
Sure, no problem.
Sure, a romantic partner can go too far in making appearance-related requests, like asking you to have a new set of breasts bolted on, or to wear a ski mask at the liquor store.
Okay. Hold up. Wait a minute.
It's just...
Like, we're talking about dyeing hair, and I get it, but that's... breast implants is dramatically
dramatic.
Different.
And then also committing crime.
Yeah.
It's another thing,
so we
too.
Go from dyeing your hair to getting a boob job to pulling a fun with Dick and Jane.
Right. But the reality is, we all transform ourselves to be more physically appealing to romantic partners and others.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So, thank you. Water is wet.
It's the reason for Rogaine lipstick and all those controlled top pantyhose that make you feel like you're giving your... intestines and all-day mammogram.
I'm going to ask you to bring it out of the 80s. Control top pantyhose? Are these in suntan? Are they nude?
Do they come in an egg?
Yes. Is there a reinforced crotch and toe?
An all-day mammogram.
I don't know what that is. This person is clearly on the pipe.
And here's a man you want you. Mm-hmm. Why would fulfilling his request, one that you deem fun, a bad thing? Yes, there is a question of whether he's asking this because he thinks you look hot as a brunette or because you look like the hot brunette he dated before.
Oh, or maybe your dye job is booty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's just...
Maybe it's lacking.
It's
just you think that you're looked at as a blonde, but you are not.
You think you're an ashy blonde, but really it's just tired.
There's a simple way to find out.
You need to go from ashy to classy.
Yeah, there's a simple way to figure it out. It's calmly asking him about his hair color preference as well as what he sees in you.
Shout it. Be like, what the hell? Be real with
me. What is your hair color preference?
Yes.
What is it?
Don't lie to me.
What is it? And what do you see in me?
What? This has gotten very dramatic.
Yeah, looks wise. What does he see in you? Look wise and otherwise. It's like, wait a minute.
I don't know if I think this may be overthinking it. Like, sometimes guys just say stuff.
Yeah, keep asking until you're either satisfied with his answers or sadly realize
you need to walk.
Or sadly realize this request is a prelude to other requests.
Really? I don't see. I have mixed feelings about this one.
Yeah.
I changed my hair color a lot, and I know that my husband does not like blonde hair. Does not like blondes. He's not into blondes. Mm-hmm. And the irony of him marrying a black woman, and then one day I was like, look, I changed my hair, and I dyed it, like, really light.
Right,
he was like, no.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Now, I liked it. A lot of other people liked it, but he really doesn't like it, and I really don't care that much. So I was like, I will just change it to something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he just really doesn't like blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not his thing.
It's not his thing, and I'm not that attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess it could be one of
those. I have blonde hair,
things.
So Greg is like...
Forget it.
That's why he's like, he looks away when he looks at me.
Yes. He's like, are you inviting Katie?
God, there's this stupid blonde hair.
Yes. It's just not his thing. I mean, he's Greek. Do you know
what
I mean?
There are certain, when you grow up a certain way.
With certain things.
Some things are just, you're not going to be able to change it, no matter how open-minded or whatever you are.
It's also sometimes what is... I've heard people say it's what you are attracted to when you're in your adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you grow up around... this happens for people of minority groups all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a certain group and then you grow up around a larger group, say you're African-American and you grow up in a neighborhood that's largely Korean or largely Latino, you may find yourself more attracted to those people throughout your life because that's when you were 12.
Right. That's what
was going on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever. If you like something, you like something.
Yeah, you can't.
It doesn't have to be a big deal.
So if he's like saying, hey, you know, the thing, dyeing your hair is not a big deal.
No,
so you can
try it out
and see.
I would say throw on a wig and see how that looks to you and see how he responds to that. It could be a fantasy thing.
Yeah, right. Get a wig and get the shades down, right, before you commit to a dye.
Yeah, before you commit to it.
Like, what?
Or, I mean, if you're a person like me who's like, whatever, try it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that he may be just saying, blonde is not working for you.
He could be saying.
He could be saying in a subtle way, like, "Have you maybe thought about any other color but blonde? Because your eyebrows look like two big black caterpillars."
You know? Maybe, just maybe,
maybe. So you'd have to see, or if he has a particular, if he has a fetish for brunettes, and that's not necessarily a bad thing either.
No,
it's just
not.
A hair color, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he's not okay with you as a person.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think, I wouldn't be too threatened by an ex-girlfriend with a different hair color.
No, I've had, when I was younger, I was dating someone and I had lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And they were like, ugh. They were horrified by it. Really? Because they liked, I guess, whatever the shape that I was.
Oh, right. Oh, and
they liked
that.
And as I lost weight, they were kind of like, oh man. Yeah.
Bait and switch. What'd you go do that for?
Yeah, what happened? I liked it when women were larger. Yeah. I think was the phrase that they used. When women were larger. I'm like, okay, fine.
When the giantesses
back in May
ruled the earth. They roamed freely.
When they wild.
Large. Bad advice.
I think we're going to get a lot of bad advice out of the advice goddess. So this is good. It's fertile ground.
Yes.
I don't see what else I have here.
Thank the goddess.
Thank the goddess for this great advice.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
Oh, here's something interesting. Or ridiculous. This is also from The Guardian. Some asshats opened up a cafe called the Serial Killer Cafe.
What?
That only serves cereal. Now, it's in London, and the worst part about this is, I started doing my research, it's in, like, a poor and gentrifying part of London. Mm-hmm. So, it's a poor neighborhood where people are struggling with food issues and all this other kind of stuff. And these two twin hipsters with big, huge beards, the hipster is, like, it's everywhere the same look. Yeah, like, it's a homogenized look across, like, the world. So, they've opened up this cafe, and it's just cereal. It's cereal from all over the world, and it starts at £2.50 a bowl. So, that's, like, $5?
Okay. That's like what it costs for, like, a box of cereal.
For a little bowl of cereal. They come from all over the world, and it's a... No, the cereals start at $5 a bowl. That's the cheapest cereal.
That's what
cereal.
I'm saying. It's not like Rice Krispies. Like a whole box, if you bought it yourself, it's like $5.
But it goes up from there. So they have cereal from like South Korea. They have like an Oreo cereal. They have different kinds of milk going in it. They have marshmallow flavor, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, well, people eat cereal throughout the day as a snack or a meal. So we're going to be open until about 10 o'clock. Now, we're all waiting to see if this thing is going to work. Like, in London, as in New York City, you always see these places that are like, we're just selling rice pudding. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the rice pudding. It was a front for the mafia. I heard all about that. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I found out from, I actually
Is that
found
what
it,
the
it
mob
was,
is doing?
It was truly like a money laundering thing.
It would have to be. Yeah. It's like bad art. Sometimes when you go to a gallery, you're like, who's buying this shit? And you're like, it's criminals. Mm-hmm. It's just exchanging money through it.
Yeah.
If this serial killer cafe is a front, I say that's very creative, more power to them. But I think as a business, it's a terrible idea.
No, it was two stoners with maybe a little bit of a jingle in their pocket that thought this was a great idea. And they're going to, because stoners love cereal. They love eating cereal. They get high.
But do stoners have $5 for a bowl of cereal? Are stoners stoned they can't go to like the bodega and get a real box of cereal?
Hipster stoners. On it, maybe a trust fund. Don't care. They have little money.
They want to do something.
They're funded. They get a credit card from their parents. You know how the game goes.
I just a little jingle in their pocket, and that's Katie Casimir's.
No, I love it. I had an aunt who would send me money growing up. You know,
she has
for
a little
my
jingle in your pocket.
She's like, here's a little jingle in your put a little jingle in your pocket.
I had an uncle, he's passed away, but he used to give the $20 handshake, which back in the 80s was like, booyah.
Yeah.
And I probably said booyah too, because it was the 80s. I have no problem with the idea of going to a store where they have a huge selection of boxes of cereal I could buy, but I don't know if I can just go somewhere and eat a bowl of cereal.
No. That's if you're high and you want your cereal.
I guess.
You go to the cereal killer. It's terrible.
I don't know. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
I hope that jingle keeps it rolling.
Yeah.
It also must be weird, too, because I used to live in a poor neighborhood, and I imagine how angry I would be if some shit like that opened. I'm like, I need some fresh fruit and vegetables.
And you're going to get Cocoa Puffs.
We get these assholes bringing, like, hipster stoner weirdos into my neighborhood. I'm going to rob them.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe it is a good thing.
Right.
Maybe it is a good thing. All right. What do you have?
I have here. All right. Now, this was in the news, and you may have heard of it recently. There was a company in Australia that will mail your enemy glitter. They would glitter on them.
What? Yeah. Like, does the package explode like it does at, like, the RNC? Or is it just...
It's an envelope and with a letter inside. And so when they pull out the letter, it's filled with glitter. And it just goes everywhere. So you just, you know, you're not paying attention. You pull something out, glitter.
Glitter goes everywhere?
Glitter, so just wherever you open up your
mouth. I can say from doing theater stuff with burlesque artists that glitter, also known as stripper dust, it will be around forever. Forever.
Yeah.
Like I have, every once in a while, I'll be looking at Greg and I'll be like, you got somehow glitter on you. Because there's something that I had at a show, into the house.
Yep.
And even though I'm very clean, it doesn't matter. You will never get... So that's good for your enemies.
Yeah.
Especially if your enemies are like angry conservative. Because the last thing they want is a little sparkle. Shimmer.
Right. Yeah. The thing is that you pay like $9.99 in Australian currency.
Mm-hmm.
And they will ship it. And they would, if you want a note included, they'll write the note to tell them why you're angry.
Or say
them.
In your face.
You could say in your face, thanks for eating my yogurt out of the refrigerator at work.
Yeah.
I had my name on it. This has your name on it.
Don't leave your panties in your drawer anymore.
Yeah. It's at work. All right. You're referencing the old episode where we talked about.
Yes. Someone leaving dirty underwear in their drawer.
Oh, yeah. They would work out and leave all their dirty workout clothes in their drawer and it stunk.
That person deserves a glitter. Yeah, piece of mail. I like
that. So yeah, it goes. But the thing is, it really sticks to you. It's hard to clean up. Then I started thinking, what are the appropriate offenses for glitter? Really, when is glitter going to be perfect? When is it too little? When is it too much?
Uh-huh.
So, all right, standing up a date. Do you mail that one glitter?
Yeah, I think so.
Cheating on your partner?
No, that's not good enough. I mean that's like repeated glitter.
Yeah, you get glitter like every day.
Every day for like a month. Yeah. And you're just like, son of a...
Someone takes credit for your project at work.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Glitter.
Let's see.
And they get it at work.
Oh, your roommate opens your mail.
Uh-huh. Glitter.
Glitter.
Yeah.
Canceling dinner plans at the last minute.
Probably glitter. I don't see where glitter is inappropriate here. Like...
Your personal trainer says your weight out loud at the gym.
No, I'm not going to glitter that one.
No?
No. I'm at the gym, too.
Not sending a thank you note for a wedding gift.
So I think there's other things you could put in an envelope that might better tell people how you feel about not getting a gift after you paid like $50 for a plate of salmon for them. Chicken or salmon?
Forgetting your birthday.
Glitter. Yeah.
Glitter. Okay. The hairdresser who screwed up your hair?
No, not glitter for that. They might like that, a hairdresser?
Yeah.
They might like, they'd be a wee, and they'll look inside and be like, well, the note is nasty, but look at this glitter.
Yeah.
And then the person who sweeps up has to clean it up.
Someone gets you pregnant.
I mean, are you excited about it?
No.
Oh, no.
You knocked me up. Here's some glitter.
Well, did you not know about it? Like, someone gets you pregnant.
Yeah, God damn you.
Yes. Wow. Okay. You could send them an ultrasound and then pack that with glitter when they open it up.
Yeah, right.
It's like, ugh.
Like, could you imagine if you like cheated on somebody and then you wanted a divorce and you sent the divorce papers with the glitter?
That's appropriate.
If you cheated?
No, I think getting divorce papers with glitter is appropriate.
It's appropriate. Yeah. Okay. So people who would like the glitter bombs, you said strippers would like them.
Yeah, I think strippers would like it. I think a hairdresser might like it.
Tween girls would love it.
Would love it.
Love it.
Don't, and if you're angry at a tween, don't send glitter. That's the wrong message. That's a celebration.
Yeah.
You know?
Crafters. People who love
crafts. Yeah, people
who
like
crafts. And club kids.
Yeah, club kids would like glitter as well. I like it. Republicans do not like glitter, from what I understand.
No, not at all. God.
What a weird business. Obviously, we are just not entrepreneurial enough.
Yeah.
In this economy. We could have come up with that. I mean, how much could that cost? First of all...
Get it in bulk.
Now that you said get it in bulk, I'm like, forget it. Forget it. That's the last thing I need. Like a drum full of glitter?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a dispenser.
You know I'm going to knock it over.
Yeah.
It's just going to be everywhere.
Well, isn't that the
people
thing?
People will stop inviting you.
Then you're always in glitter. And
people
like,
will not invite you to things anymore. They'll be like, she fucking comes with all the stripper dust.
Yeah.
The place is covered. I'd rather have cat hair. That'll be our thing. I'll send people cat hair.
Oh.
And... Cat hair, they open up, it's like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Sticks to all your black. In New York, it would be terrible.
It would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Lint is the enemy in New York.
No kidding.
So, a tale, fuck. Now it's over here. It's Tales from the Campfire is a segment where we find tales of horror on the internet, tales of the paranormal,
ghost stories,
supernatural,
myth,
legends, and urban legends as well. And we retell them here around the digital campfire.
So gather around, listeners.
Yes, I'm bringing you some ghost ship madness.
Ghost ship madness.
Yes. So swim closer, people. Swim around. The HMS Eurydice. I had a friend named Eurydice in college.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool
nice.
Name.
Yeah.
In 1878, the HMS Eurydice, a Royal Navy training vessel, was lost while sailing near the Isle of Wight. Now, I always find it amazing when they're like, these ships are lost. I mean, they sank.
Yeah.
It's a big ocean.
We lost it.
We've
misplaced a ship.
In the ocean. It's still there. A sudden snowstorm sunk the vessel, killing 364 crew members on what had been a calm day. It always starts out as a calm day.
It was a calm day, but there must have been a lot of heavy snow, like that wet snow.
That's
that
weird.
Sticks to everything, right?
The idea of a snowstorm at sea had never really occurred to me. The storm occurred so suddenly. Well, hadn't occurred to them either. It occurred so suddenly, the ship's crew didn't have enough time to react. What were they going to do? Shit. Like, so, according to news.
This is beautiful.
Yeah. The Eurydice continued at full sail with their gun ports open before disappearing in the midst of the blizzard. Ultimately, there were only two survivors. The ship was refloated, but being heavily damaged was scrapped. Since then, there have been stories of a ghostly HMS Eurydice haunting the area where the ship sank. Sailors and visitors.
Visitors? I don't know who those people are.
Visitors. Are also said to have witnessed sightings of a ghost ship off the Isle of Wight. Yeah. Of the 10 people... What? Was that it?
What happened? Wait a minute. Was it where the ghost sat?
Okay. Where the ghost sat. Who have witnessed sightings of a ghost ship off the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
In 1930, a British submarine reported encountering the ghostly vessel. Additionally, Prince Edward... said that he saw the ship while filming an ITV documentary in 1998.
Did he see a ship?
I think they just saw a ship.
They just saw a ship, and then they're like, why'd they have to put ghosts in front of it?
I have no idea. It's just, well, perhaps it was a ship from that period, though. So this ship sank in 1878. Mm-hmm. So if you see something with masts, like multiple masts on it, then it's like, maybe not so much. Then there was another ship called the Mary Celeste, which I'd heard about.
Mm-hmm.
In 1872, a boarding party, or partay, if you will, on the British brigantine ship named the Dea Gracia found the ship called the Mary Celeste adrift in the Atlantic Ocean, completely deserted. Ooh. I'd heard about this when I was younger. Of the 10 people known to have sailed, none were ever found. A lifeboat was missing, but the ship's log gave no indication as to why it was abandoned. Did they have time?
Probably not.
They probably just got the fuck off the ship.
Yeah.
The boarding party found there had been some flooding. And at least one pump out of order. The ship was carrying over 1,700 barrels of alcohol.
Well, there it is. That's the answer to the whole story.
A few had spilled open. Into the mouths, probably, of the missing people.
Yeah.
There was little damage, and the flooding was not the problem. The crew that found the ship pumped the water out and sailed it to Gibraltar, where they began to investigate what happened, and they were unable to come up with anything. And to this day, it's still a mystery. So that's kind of a ghost ship as well.
Well, it sounds like they went out in style.
What? With a bang?
Yeah.
Bottoms up. They said a few...
right. Bottoms up indeed.
Yes. The few barrels of alcohol spilled open maybe made the crew afraid that it was going to explode.
So
they jumped off. That's what they think. But they still would have made some kind of a log of something like that. And with the people never to be found again, that's kind of weird too. They say that it might have been sea monsters or mutineers or pirates.
Or sharks. They had a couple drinks and it teetered off the edge and got gobbled.
Yeah. So there's some ghost ship stories. I find that idea very interesting of a ghost ship.
Yeah.
You know?
Just sailing around
on its own, hanging out. Or also the idea, it's kind of like Roanoke, where they just come upon something and there's like nobody there, just still a fire burning.
Yeah, right?
Although my idea for Roanoke is I think they just went native.
You think?
I would have. Fuck it. Why not? The Native Americans had a pretty good thing going there.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's a whole like, different lifestyle. It's much better than
probably better for the women as well.
Right.
And I don't know, nothing wrong with a loincloth versus what the settlers were forced to wear.
Really, this is their chance. They just probably realized, like, this is it. This is it. When in Rome.
Like, if we're still here when they show up, we're going to have to abide by their rules. If we just leg it.
Mm-hmm.
Go native.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. So, tails.
Okay. So we have here an email from Greg.
Oh, your husband. My husband. Uh-oh.
What is it? This is from July.
Okay.
I'm pulling this out. He said,
because I'm here for the news.
Yeah. Sixth Circuit says man can't sue judge who had affair with his wife during child support case.
Huh? Why not?
Yeah. So a Michigan judge who admitted.
Is this not America?
A Michigan judge who admittedly had an affair with the wife of a man in a child support case before his court won't have to face a federal civil rights case in appeals. Oh. Yeah.
Can he just keep it in his pants until the thing is over?
Right. Isn't that
this must be one hell of a woman.
Yeah, but don't you think? I know.
Like, he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah, but wouldn't that, you know, kind of color the case if the judge is sleeping with a...
Yes, I think so. So I think it would color it, you know, in her favor. Oh, you know what? Let's turn it around, though. Maybe this woman's like, you know what? I need to keep this kid. What I got to do?
Right.
I'll see you in chambers. Right, wink, wink.
Oh, my God.
That's so bizarre that that's not... that's wrong.
Yeah, so he claims his due process rights were violated.
I got your due process right here.
On multiple occasions.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Yes.
And you can't sue over the jurisdictional actions.
Really? Even if the actions are sleeping with someone involved in the case? So you could just get buck wild as a judge.
Personal bias alone of a judge when not serving in a judicial function does not create a due process violation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Just keep
that
in mind.
How can I say that? Yeah. Fast.
I don't
know. I can't do the tails opening.
Yes. It's a gift.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's,
wow.
That's bananas. If I found out, that's clearly...
I need further explanation on this one. I'm going to have to ask Greg about this, because it doesn't sound right.
Yeah, Greg, come on.
Yeah, you got to follow it up. Was there no commentary? No, nothing?
No commentary.
It's very unlike Greg, by the way.
Greg not having something to say.
Yeah, not having something to say about a segment piece that he sent in. That's quite odd. I'm going to have to ask him about that. That just doesn't sound right.
No,
doesn't that sound like it violates everything that we stand
it's
for
like
as
I'm
a people?
I'm going here for some clarity and for some justice.
Yeah, court.
Yeah.
And then you get there,
and
that's what happens.
What?
So I found something interesting here. Apparently, the color of the year this year, I forgot the name of it, but apparently people hate it.
Oh, yeah. It's a kind of, go ahead.
It's like a, I don't know what the, do you remember what the name of the color is?
I know. I was talking about it, too.
It's like puke. It's like a magenta puke.
It is a magenta. It is, it kind of, it's a, like, it almost looks like dried blood.
Yeah, that's what it looked to be, like a liver that had been left out too long.
Yeah.
So I found this article that was a shocking truth about the influence of colors. So basically, they can help determine human behavior. In the past, black was for life and for rebirth, and the purple healed skin ailments. Orange, increased energy. Uh-huh. Yellow, purification. Red, more stimulation, etc. But they found that in placebos, if you make a pill a hot color, the placebo is more effective as a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give people just a sugar pill that's red
mm-hmm.
and tell them it gives them energy, they're flying around the room.
Mm-hmm.
If you give them a pill, though, that's white and you tell them that it's a depressant, they start crying.
Really?
In a placebo.
Wow.
It's very interesting. So they try to...
That's power of suggestion. It's
yeah.
Really,
and you think about when you get pills, like, based on what they are, you mm-hmm. do kind of develop an association mm-hmm. with it. How... I've never taken a red pill. I don't think I would.
No.
I don't feel good about that. A friend of mine once had some vitamins that were in a capsule, and one side was black, the other side was red, and I was like, are you sure? You want to take that?
Right.
You might go into another world.
It's another dimension.
Yeah. So they said in sports, they showed that competitors who wore red clothing had an increased chance of winning.
Yeah.
So if your team is wearing red.
That's right. And also, if you have a red car, you'll get pulled over more often.
I think that's jealousy, though.
Yeah.
I think I'm red. I feel like the cops are like, man, that's a hot car.
Yeah, right. But they must be up to no good
yes.
or they're going too fast.
Are they going too fast?
Yeah.
And if it's a lady and it's sexy,
like,
they'll give
right.
you a ticket. You go on your way.
At Christy Brinkley in the Vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were saying for businesses, color plays a vital role in purchasing and brand decisions. So the color of the logo is very complicated. It has to correlate to what the brand is.
Mm-hmm.
And their example is, for example, there's no gun companies with a pink logo.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because the colors of the products, everything on the shelf in the supermarket, it gives a connotation of what's
going to be in it.
What's healthy, what's sugary, what's not. You don't even have to, like, read what it is when you see
you can
that
see,
color.
Yeah.
You just know. But you don't even know you know.
Because there's no, like, just calm packet for, like, something like Doritos.
Right. You know, like well, they try to remember Snackwells, that brand. They try to promote healthy. This is the healthy version of your candy.
What happened to them?
It was all green. Remember that?
That's right. It was green, and I did not eat it. Mm. I moved right past it to like the sugary snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was the weirdest thing. It says blue light special for law enforcement. So in Japan, they install blue lights at a train station to thwart people from jumping onto the tracks to kill themselves. And apparently it worked.
Which color?
Blue.
Okay, good.
50% fewer people threw themselves onto the tracks just because there was a blue light there. It's really interesting. Apparently it makes people calm. So in Scotland, they wanted to improve the ambiance of a shopping district, and they switched to a blue light. And it didn't improve the shopping, but people were chilled out, and there was less crime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put a blue light somewhere, people relax.
Oh, that's neat.
And it's really interesting.
And the color, it was Pantone who was picking the colors of the year, and they came out with this. And what happens is, like, you know, every season, then designers, they all kind of have this kind of this mind.
It's weird
mind melt.
Because every once in a while, plaid comes back around. You're like, in fashion.
And it's,
you're like, why?
It's in everything. It's in fashion. It's in
home design.
It's all over the place. And everybody kind of works it in somehow. Nobody calls each other. And it just kind of happens.
It happens. It's zeitgeist.
Yeah. It's like with our weird hikey brain that we have.
Yes, the mini brain of hikey.
Yeah, the hey you know it brain. Sometimes we come in with things. Like we, listeners, we bring in our own ideas. Yes. We don't tell each other
We don't have time. We're not that organized.
We don't give each other information. We just show up and start talking.
At the beginning of each show, before we start recording, I say, what do you have?
And just say, oh, I have the tales from the campfire of advice. Yes. And that's it. We don't have to talk about the content.
No. And you know I have penis news. I don't even have to say
right,
it.
Right, I do.
So I just thought that was really interesting. And I thought about, like, in my home, the colors I have make me calm and relax. You know, so I guess it works out. But, yeah, the Pantone color for this year, I saw it. It was awful. It looks like an organ.
It does. It's a terrible color.
It's a horrible color. I don't know how they came up with it. Last year's was so nice.
Yeah.
People were into it.
Yeah.
All right.
What's going to happen? Let's watch everybody's behavior. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
This year, in the world, because of this color. We're going to blame it on the color.
We're
going to
blame them. Maybe it's the color of Krampus.
No, Krampus is red. Krampus is fun.
This was kind of red. It's like dried blood.
No, this is old. Like Krampus. I was going to say came and went.
Yes. With a barb.
This is like, you know, when you walk down the street after a night, like a big party night or something. Say it's like after SantaCon. People got into fights and there's dried blood on the sidewalk.
That's the color?
Yeah.
It looks like a whoopee cushion color.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. I think that's the color for the year, whoopee cushion.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Making a hand signal that is the international sign for craft, not art. I'll cut that out. But craft. That was the most pejorative hand signal I've ever seen. I'll cut all this out. It's literally you were like just some fucking shit with her hands. Okay. So
starting with the beginning.
Yeah.